Pardeth. This is Sam.
Yeah, hello, Sam. How are you doing? This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine. I had this idea that I was trying to call it to run by you. I don't know. I was trying to run that by you and see whether it works.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. With the funding we have, the most of the bills that we have just 2 months to finish paying for them.
Yes.
Okay. What I was hoping to do was, is it possible, instead of it's, if it's going to be too much, I was hoping that we could, let's say, take a couple of them. So one of them is about 20, the other one is about 5 or so.
Yes.
And combine them and just take the 25,000 or so, pay that off, and then try to get some kind of additional loan from that, and then I can just finish paying the other one off in a couple of months.
So let me try to understand that here. So we have, okay, so the loans, there's Crest Hill, that the balance is about 30,000. Then there's the EBF, that's about 20. And Pearl is about 5. So the EBF and the Pearl, the 20 and the 5, those you would like to try to get something that would pay those off and then leave the Crest Hill in place. Is that, did I
follow that? Yeah, I still have about a couple of months to finish paying it off. So if I can get rid of those two, and because I see that the problem we're having is because a combination of all of them takes you to about 50
yes.
or them a problem.
Yes.
Okay, so since I have about just 2 months or so to finish paying all of them off, and if I can get something that, let's say, pays either just the what, because let's get rid of the Pearl Capital and the what do you call it, the EBF.
Yeah.
So that's about 25,000. If you can get rid of that and then get additional funding with it, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that is closer to what I'm trying to do. I actually had a conversation with the underwriters on the file about 30 minutes ago. Now, I have. It looks like there was a deposit from Cabbage in October for about 1,700. So I have in my notes that the balance on Cabbage is about 1,500. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, Cabbage is not a daily withdrawal. Cabbage is just going to send me a bill.
So that one you make a monthly payment on, right?
Yeah, something like that. That's a monthly payment. They send me a bill and I'll pay them. So that is not, that's something that's a big deal for me.
Okay.
It's not a daily withdrawal, so it's not that big a deal.
Okay. Now, okay, so it's the EBF and the Pearl are the dailies. So I think what we would be looking at, a lot of the requirements on these programs are, you know, it's either a full payoff loan or a third position loan. So if we want to pay off two of those balances but not the third, it's pretty difficult to do. But what we can do is get you, let's say I'm able to get you approved for not the full payoff but 30,000 right now. If I'm able to do that, we can deposit the 30,000 and then have you directly pay off EBF and Pearl and then net the additional capital. And you could even do it to where, I mean, you would be able to choose how much you would want to pay off. If you need, you know, 10,000 for capital right now immediately, you could take the 10 and then put the other 20 towards those remaining balances. But it would be pretty much your choice on how you want to do that. Do you follow me with it?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it means I have to be directly, what do you call, responsible for paying them.
Yeah, typically for if my approval is not going to be a full payoff loan for all of the loans, then it would be what we call a third position, and then you would be responsible to take that and pay off those loans, which, you know, it's maybe just an extra step or two. It's essentially the same thing, but just the way that the programs are formatted, we can't pay off two and leave one separate. So it would either be pay off all of them or just give you cash and you can pay off what you would like.
Okay, I see. So let's say if we wanted to do all of them, what is it looking like at the moment?
So right now, what I kind of went back and forth with the underwriters, it doesn't look like the payoff is quite achievable right now. But one of the scenarios that we went over is because that Pearl loan is probably, you know, just under 5,000 right now. Now, if we were able to get rid of that one, it would open up a lot of opportunity for us. So what I'm trying to do is see if we can get a third position loan approved. I'm hoping for something between $20,000 and $30,000. But if that is part of it, we could come to a situation where the approval would require Pearl to be paid off. So if there is a scenario where I'm able to get you approved for, let's say, $30,000, but it's contingent on Pearl having a zero balance, would you be in the position that you are able to pay off Pearl on your own before we fund it, and then we would give you the cash based on Pearl being gone?
Okay. If I knew that I'm getting the money, I can always figure out how to squeeze that in, but I have payroll that is coming up and all that, so I can't give money away at the moment.
The situation would be it would only be, you know, we know we would have the approval for you, but it's contingent on Pearl being paid off. So if that is the case, then I would let you know, like, yes, we have the cash for you, so you know that it's coming, but it would just be required that you pay off Pearl, and it would be like for, you know, a day or two. Or you would pay them off, and then the funds would be deposited a couple days later.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And are we talking about, let's say, between 10 to 30? Is it another daily payment?
It most likely will be, yes. That looks like it's what you're going to qualify for.
Okay. Why don't you look into that for me? Let's see where it is, and then we'll talk about that then.
Okay, yeah, and that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep as many options open as possible. So knowing that that is something that we could consider, I'll try to put something together for that one as well.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I'm going to go back with them, and we'll be going back and forth. It might be probably tomorrow that I'm going to come back with some answers. Okay, Ben?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm, bye.